bless you. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
O'clock hour, yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous...
What the fuck is that?
That's right, it's your...
We're just going to fade that out. Hey! It's time for The Curated Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. .fm. Are you jiggling the wires over there?
We are jiggling and inputting the
and hey,
wires.
There's that buzz that's
there
happening.
There is that buzz. We have that buzz all the time.
Yeah, we're buzzed all the time.
Welcome to a new episode of The Curated Catastrophe. Maldoror has decided that because he likes to punch a lot of buttons at the beginning, we're just going to go live. Very exciting.
Well, actually, what we decided is we were dicking around at the Latin American Club talking to Mick, the new bartender.
He's a delight.
He was nice. I met him last week at the Latin American Club, or, I mean, at the makeout room for the vinyl swap that I advertised excessively.
I feel that that was worth advertising. Oh, my God, this buzz. I feel that that was worth advertising extensively only because... What you showed up with on the show last week was extraordinary. It was so good. Maldoror.
Well, I can fix that this week because okay. I ain't got shit.
It's going to be bad? Is it going to be low? Maldoror chose a topic for us this week, and I don't know where...
Because Shay never, ever picks a topic.
No, it's not...
It's always my job for some reason.
I'm taking issue with the actual topic, not that you choose it, which is low. Now, I've been low on energy. I've been telling you, I was like, oh, I need a week off. I'm so tired.
This is an accurate representation.
And yet, the show brings us so much joy to produce in its chaos, in its unpredictability. I can't miss this week.
Well, that's nice. We're going to take the next 2 weeks off just for our regular listeners. Next week, I have to do fucking Sunday brunch bingo at the lodge. And then the following week is the Sunday of Labor Day, and we figure everyone's going to be out of town. So, fuck it.
Speaking of Sunday brunch at the
lodge. Why are they so sibilant?
Similant. Speaking of Sunday brunch at the lodge, speaking of the lodge specifically, I would like to revisit last week, last Sunday, where the Radio Valencia DJs all gathered together at the Elks Lodge to celebrate our 15-year anniversary. That entire thing, I would like to share. I didn't stay too long, as I don't, but my favorite memory...
That's always a good idea. Don't stay too long.
No, don't stay too long. Whoever you are in any relationship, in any situation, don't stay too long.
Don't stay at the bar too long.
My favorite moment was when the alchemist met the archivist. That was so much fun, and it was just sort of, you know, you remember the Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at one another. Ekphrasis, perfect example of ekphrasis. But that was really great. So when I went home, I took some time and I listened. I was very familiar with The Alchemist. I love his show, but I hadn't listened to The Archivist. And Maldoror, I don't know how many Radio Valencia shows you listen to, but I put his show on.
I don't even listen to this one.
The Archivist is, he's so good. Like, frankly, I'm not sure why he's on Radio Valencia, but his show was entirely terrific. If you're interested or care about rap in the Bay Area that is perfectly curated, it was just such a good show. Check these shows out. Go to radiovalencia.fm. I know Maldoror is now pointing at the show schedule that we have here posted, but
I don't know what the name of the Archivist show is off the top of my head.
Oh man, it was so good.
Okay, well, check it out.
I'll figure it out in the meantime.
In the meantime.
Maldoror and I would love to thank you for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday.
When we're super late.
But we have something put together for you.
Well, you do.
I do.
We're ready to start, though.
Okay, good. True to form, this is The Curated Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
Want to hear it? Here it goes.
.fm.
Or not.
At the 2 o'clock hour, yes. It's another unscripted... Unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
This is Maldoror's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 86.9.
87.9.
Oh. Fuck. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
Paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air. With almost no training whatsoever.
I'm fake Casey Kasem, and I'd like to remind you that Shay from the Bay is the one keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
I need to see yo. Hey. I need to see your hands up. I need to see yo. Hey. I need to see you get
low. Hey.
Dance the house down, the house down.
She had just dropped in from Kansas. Big eyes, big thighs with a smoking canvas. Well, she ain't flying on a bubble butt. Waistband, she a 10 with a bubble butt. She was all of that, so I hooked her up with a rhinestone red bottom ruby pump. She can whip that thing like a cyclone. Hope you got slow motion on your iPhone. If you got cake for the gods, you can take it to Oz. But on the way, she found the gate. She said, show me what you're working with. He said, hey, click them heels for me. Make it rain them emerald bills for me. DJ, don't stop me. Let me pop that thing like a poppy.
Baby, I wanna dance all night. And I wanna get my life. And I'm gonna get lost in the light.
Turn up, I'm the wizard, I pronounce it too. Like somebody dropped a motherfucking house on you. Get low.
A tin man on Tinder, but he had that sex appeal. Swipe right, cause I knew he had funds to steal. So we hit that yellow brick boulevard. Through a jungle party, they was going hard. Elephants twerking, monkeys that fly. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Had to run, there's no place like Picasso. Met the king of the jungle looking like Mufasa. He said,
oh girl, my booty fat.
He turned around, said, clap, clap, clap. He had cake galore. When it shake like that, make a kitty cat roar. You can look, but no touching. Now everybody get low like a munchkin.
Made it rain, tried to melt that ass, get low.
Looking for excuses, game for the
buzzer who kicked it to the moose is lame as a brain could be. Golly gee, if you see a shrink, he'll charge you a fee. If you see me, you see the fee is nothing. Feeble, feeble patience, all backs, no fronting. What is a party if it doesn't really rock? What is a poet, all balls, no cock? What is a war if it doesn't have a general? What's Channel 9 if it doesn't have Arsenio? What is life if you don't have fun? What is a what if you ain't got a gun? What's Ali without Shaheed Muhammad? Nothing. Kapelka makes you vomit. What is a quest if the players ain't willing? What is a pence if you don't have a shilling? Excuse me if I'm chilling. Hey, what, say what? What's a fat man without food in his gut? What's a childbirth without the umbilical? What's United Parcels without the deliverer? What's Mama Son without Papa Son? What's martial arts without Daniel Son? What's Rashi without Tonya Tamika? What's orange juice a Dougie Doug without Shaniqua? Nada, 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 not a damn thing. What's Duke Ellington without that swing? What's Alex Haley if it doesn't have roots? What's a weekend if you ain't knocking boots? What's a black nation without black unity? What is a child who doesn't know puberty? What is my label when I exit womb status? What's menage a trois? Or that is, what is sex when you have three people? What are laws if they ain't fair and equal? What's Clark Kent without a telephone booth? What is a liquor if it ain't 80 proof? What are the youth if they ain't rebelling? What's Ralph Cramden if he ain't yelling at Ed Norton? What is coke snorting? What is position if there is no contorting? What is hip hop if it doesn't have violence? Chill for a minute, Dougie Fresh said silence. What is a Glock if you don't have a clip? What's a lollipop without the good ship? What's S&M if you don't have chains? What's a con artist if he doesn't have brains? What's America without greed and glamour? What's an MC if he doesn't have stamina? What's Music Factory without Mr. Walt? What's True Glory without a phrase called talk? What's Chris Lighty if he wasn't such a baby? What is a woman if she didn't say maybe? Baby laid down, I removed the frown. What would be my penal core if it wasn't brown? What is a paper without a president? What is a compound without a element? What is a jam if you don't spike the punch? What's a brewski if you don't bite brunch? Ooh, it's like that you keep going. Freak, freak, y'all, cause you know that we showing. What, tigger, 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 what?
If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. See the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode. Live in studio, it's The Cure to Catastrophe. Opening up this set, we heard Low by Todrick Hall and RuPaul. We also heard What by Tribe Called Quest off the album Low End Theory, one of my absolute favorite albums of all time. I felt like Maldoror wanted to chime in on that, but maybe not.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
there aren't any bad Tribe Called Quest records.
There really aren't. Ali Shahama Muhammad talked a lot about the low-end theory, and people might be familiar with it. It's obviously about frequency and the triple entendre, certain lows, but it's actually also about the fact that people of color were on the lower end of the totem pole in America, and to see their sacrifices and what they've done to attain a balance of equality and know that we're still going through it, it really upsets us. This episode is all about low.
Rumor has it that if you go low enough, Ludacris will appear in the mirror. Let's try it.
Take a little trip with me.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we always bring you the best of KEXP. Closing out that set, it was...
You broke me there for a second.
Sorry. I'll Keep Coming Low. Or sorry, I'll Keep Coming by Low Roar. That's a really good song. I was telling Maldoror off air that I haven't listened to that.
I liked that all right.
With that, yeah, you seem to. Or it didn't offend you, at least.
Yeah.
Before
it's
that,
inoffensive music brought to you by Shay.
Before that, it was a shitty montage of all the songs we won't play for our theme, Low.
I don't know. I might play some of those. I'm winging it again.
We heard the song.
Why is it so fucking noisy outside?
It's we have some influencers out front for
your
the pasta
shitty,
shop.
Is that why that all that shrieking?
So it started as one person taking a photo of another, like that, and then all of a sudden they just, like a swarm of...
Instagrammable bullshit?
Yes. They've all attracted one another.
Huh.
Now, they're in the midst of a conversation. When I
That's
left,
why it's so fucking loud?
they're in the midst of a conversation, one of them said was, well, I'm not going to say what she said, but... And anyway, they encourage her on to... So it seems like...
So now she's saying what she said, bud.
So, yes, exactly. So if you want to see a live version of the Kardashians, but maybe just a different culture...
Out in front of the $100 pasta place,
yes,
right now.
Yes, then just pop by. Come by the Arts Corridor
if you
here.
Would like to get pasta for dinner, it will cost you $100.
That's right. But you can also be featured on Instagram.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, surprise. We also heard from Tribe Called Quest off one of my favorite albums of all time, Low End Theory, a song called What? And opening it up, we heard from RuPaul with Todrick Hall. That was a song called Low. And the reason I started out with that song is that I wanted to remind everybody, as low as you go, you can always go that high. Maldora, do you know people that sort of stay, like they spend a lot of energy trying to just be medium? They don't take chances, they don't fall in love, they don't take risks.
I thought that was everyone.
That isn't everyone.
I mean, 99% of the people don't do anything.
Do you associate with... I don't feel like you associate with people like that.
No, not especially. I mean, I feel like anybody on Radio Valencia, like everybody on Radio Valencia... They've gotten up off the couch and come down here to say, hey, I would like to get involved and do something with my time that isn't passive entertainment. And sadly,
you mean create something?
Yeah. I mean, every show on Radio Valencia, every single DJ I enjoy talking to because they're fucking interesting because they're doing something with their lives.
I agree.
Even if I don't care for their music, they're all interesting people.
100%. I feel the same way about people that I work with. Frankly.
Really?
Yes, I do. Because...
Well, this could get really boring. Go ahead.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're going to get low, but we never get boring. But the point is that I've met so many people that were my age or just a few years younger, and you can't discriminate based on age if you're in the union. But this is to say we've done a lot of things. We're interesting people when we arrive to the trade. So we have this whole, you know, interesting catalog of experience that comes before us that can... educate, illuminate, and just make better and a little bit more magic what would otherwise be a boring fucking day of work. So I'm proud of us. I'm proud of everyone that strives to provide that, do that for themselves, and then also create something for others.
It seems a little self... Well...
Oh, I'm totally self-absorbed. Don't fool yourself.
I mean, self-congratulatory. Like, hey, my job, though, is more interesting. Because, I mean, you gravitated to a job that's great for you.
No, I didn't gravitate. I chose it because it has...
I could argue that video editors are fascinating people because I have the same nerdy interests and skills as them.
And I would agree with you.
And when I hang out with a bunch of video editors, we're all fascinated to talk about shit.
Just because
stop
you...
Stop telling me I can't thump on things to make my point.
Thump on things to make
Don't thump on the microphone,
point.
Though.
This is... All I'm acknowledging is that you are interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, I know it's hard to have. It's fine. It's hard to have.
That's because I'm a Radio Valencia DJ.
So the point is, I just want to remind everybody that as low as you go, you can always go that high. So right. Even if it feels... So, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, by the by, what are you going to do today for us, Maldor?
Well, I was going to discuss why we picked a theme, which is AI. Actually...
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's not really, but you don't think of this kind of stuff as AI. I just went to a random word generator.
Okay.
Because I always have to come up with a theme. Che has literally never come up with a theme once.
Because I have a job and a life. My attention is
and I wasn't
drawn.
I wasn't feeling inspired, and everything I could think of was depressing and lame.
And so we went with low.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be depressing and lame, although one of my songs would be depressing in this. I forget which one. But, I just kept rejecting. I can't think of any songs for that. And then it was like low. I was like, wait, we could probably do a show around this. There was something else that was like decay, but I was like, eh, no.
But so this goes back to AI.
Oh, well, just because like Googling is using artificial intelligence, having something randomly generate thoughts for you, words for you, is using artificial intelligence
tool. It's not random, right?
Well, I'm not talking about Google. I'm talking about the random word generator.
Okay.
It's a randomizer. It's a math thing. It is random.
Okay.
But, sorry.
No, it's just fun to consider math as something that's random.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I think you were going to talk about how Google is fucking all weighted and shit. You can't
actually find the results you want. I was just going to talk about the fact that you're ill-prepared for a show that you proposed yourself. That's all.
Well, that's because I just know you need a hook to hang your hat on.
Entirely on brand.
And also, I hadn't done anything this week, so I was like, well, I can probably make something out of nothing. So here's one of the most obvious choices. This is from one of the greatest records of all time, David Bowie's, I think, 11th studio album. With Tony Visconti and Brian Eno. I was going to say this helped. I mean, there was so much minimalist ambient music before this, but this is one of the first things that brought ambient music into the mainstream. His record label delayed the release for 3 months because they didn't think it was going to sell, and he had like a top 11, I think, hit with this track, which is the least ambient song on. It's the only song you fucking know off Low, but David Bowie's Low is an absolutely great record I bought from Anton LaVey. This is the Curated Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
And it's just covered with all those stickers, right? I'm like, man, look at all these artists that don't matter. No one cares about. Who gives a shit about Valencia Radio? Like, no one cares. It's so sad. It's so sad. Think of everyone who took that advice, and they're just dying. They're in the tenderloin, struggling. Oh.
thoughts take you where you wanna go. Broken windows and this television show. Haven't ever been so low.
West Europeans moving so fast. dust, it goes all the way round.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldoror has just put on his sunglasses in studio. And you know what this means?
I don't know what it means.
It definitely means something.
No, I got my sunglasses out of my pocket because I was going to go sit on the tiny chairs outside.
You took them off only as I called you out for putting them on.
No, you didn't. I went and got them out of my pocket, and then you ran and got yours. I got them out of my pocket, and I set them there. Only jerk bags wear their fucking sunglasses indoors.
You put them on.
That's because you put yours on first, and I thought this was going to be a bit.
It is a bit.
It's not funny,
it's
though.
It's clearly a bit.
Why don't... Oh, wait, that was what I said. Yeah. I was like, why don't you back announce
your
bullshit?
Why don't you back announce your bullshit? But it's not a bit.
That was Dave Allen from Gang of Four playing the bass on Fish Below the Ice from Shriekback, which is from their classic Oil and Gold record, which I think came out in like 84 or 85. I forgot how old that is. So it does have a little bit of its time production. But, man, the bass is great in that. Middle song of the set was Have You Ever Been This Low by Suede, one of their B-sides from the Sci-Fi Lullabies record, which they just put out a second Sci-Fi Lullabies record, which I own but have not yet listened to in full. Background music is taking a break.
It's just gotten a little low.
Yes. That's and all. Then we heard Sound and Vision by David Bowie from the album Low, which I already talked about.
Thank you so much for coughing into the mic on that back announce. I love it when you do that. It's so good.
I have respiratory issues. I think it's because my house is like fucking covered in mold.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Yeah. So anyway,
hey, that was an okay, not entirely predictable set.
Well, except for the David Bowie.
Yes, not entirely.
But I would have played like Warsaw or whatever the fuck that song's called. But I mean, like they're all like.
So that's actually what I anticipated from you. I thought we were going to end up in some dirgy bullshit trench.
Well, we haven't. I have no idea what I'm going to do next
because okay, so literally
the first three songs I thought of when I randomly picked this theme out of a random chat based hat.
And you still continue to run with first thought, best thought.
What?
No refinement? You've never heard that first thought, best thought?
No.
Like your first idea about something is the one that you should stick with or go with. Your
that's fucking retarded.
Impetus. Well, that is what you're doing on the show.
That's the same as like go fast, break shit.
Called your... Do you want to talk about this?
We were just talking, but what we're doing now is talking about it.
Yes, but what you did was produce your entire first segment based on that premise, based on that lack of care.
And well, no, I looked at... Those are the first three songs I thought of, and I was like, okay, that makes a set.
First thought, best thought? No. Agree or disagree?
No, the first thought, only thought. Except for the second thought was... let me look at my music library. Oh, I got a shitload of songs that are about lowness. I don't know how I'm going to fit them all together because that's the magic of DJing. But I will figure it out as I go along because, again, that's the magic of DJing. And it may or may not work because live in the studio is how things what makes things exciting.
Sometimes,
last week it worked. This week it's probably not going to.
Okay, we're still figuring that.
We're going to try a new neighborhood vendor.
We are. I'm not that excited about it. Maldoro wanted to go with House of Dim Sum.
You always want to go with slimy, gross food.
No, I don't want slimy. I just like the fried rice. Well, I just think
always wanted to try this place, and I was like, okay, fine. I'm tired of the human trafficked Vietnamese lady.
Well, I've purchased every fried item on the list that ideally will not be slimy for you, with you in
thank
mind.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Except I was... Yeah, whatever.
What? Except you wanted something different.
Well, I want something, you know, light and crispy, and all we get is frickin' deep fried or slimy.
Maldor,
anyway, this is my opinion
of
Denison.
I ordered what you asked for.
Okay, thanks. Hi, why are you taking... Oh, wait, are we influencers now?
Yes.
Someone just took our photo.
Give it up, say yes. The influencer is from the pasta shop, the overpriced pasta shop, from which I will probably purchase something. Yes, you know, they're really fucking good. Also, though, you, like, pick a pasta, and then they're like, I think this sauce would go well with this pasta. And frankly, it's very helpful. Like, it's annoying to have that interaction.
Does it matter if you have Kraft mac and cheese on penne or linguine? I mean, does that really matter?
They seem to have an opinion about it.
Okay, well.
So it matters to them. It matters to them.
I think in Italy...
It is like a radio.
It's very much like a radio.
Entirely live on air.
Radio Valencia. It's like a radio.
Except it doesn't fucking work all the time. That's okay.
It's not actually broadcasting. Anyway.
Certainly it is, just not legally. It's okay. Sorry, strike that from the record.
Honestly, I wish.
Oh, so the next segment that I have, Maldoror, you appreciated.
Time for a new segment.
Yeah, no, you appreciated the group that I'm opening up with, but you said that they were background music.
Oh, it's the Hermanos
Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Which, for a Chicano, your Spanish is amazing.
It's the brothers for Gutierrez.
These guys were born and bred in Zurich.
Wait, I thought they were from Austin.
No, but they shuttled to Playas, Ecuador, to see their family, and they picked up influences there. And from what I could read, and I know that you want to always question the veracity of the information that I bring, and that's fair, but for the most part, they were self-taught. So your
diagnosis of them
off air, insofar as they're just background music, I don't know, I really like this first track.
To be fair, I read some great reviews and I bought one of their records, and I think it's great. I love it. But it is... another friend of mine went to see them live because he had the same experience. I love this record. And he's like, they were one of the most boring bands I've ever seen live. They are extremely down tempo. Well, not down tempo. They're just...
Low.
Low, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this related to the theme, aside from low energy?
I appreciated the fact that they're from some sort of, like, strange...
low country?
No. Like, privileged country.
Which one was it? I stopped paying attention.
Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. It's not a low country at all.
Not really. But I appreciated their influences. I really enjoy this song. So we will open it up with Low Sun by Hermanos Gutierrez. RadioValencia.fm.
Thank you. sundown slipped away between the crack in the horizon and the sky. Just a drop of red far from my warm bed, and with a flick of a switch, a day done up and died. And we go down low with secrets that we told. We sink to the bottom of a well that's going dry. And when we've had enough, we rise back up. We rise back up till the day that we die. Traffic light in the middle of the night, and just a little pocket full of lies. Just the open road, I'm shifting into cruise mode, and with a tank full of gas, I'm headed to the other side.
You know I think you look good for whatever it's worth it. I think you got purpose. I think you got song. You know I think they should do whatever it's worth it just to get to that place there.
From the Bay in Maldoror, putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.